You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 236, The Witness of the Holy Spirit and Scripture. Today's challenge. We don't need the church to identify Scripture. The Holy Spirit witnesses to this. Today's defense. The Holy Spirit does witness to it, but through the instrumentality of the church. Although some have claimed that the scriptures are self-authenticating, see Day 229, they don't usually mean this, and instead appeal to another form of authentication. Thus, after proposing the Bible's literary qualities as evidence of divine authorship, the Westminster Confession of Faith goes on to say, notwithstanding our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority of Scripture is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts. Westminster Confession of Faith 1:5. It's true that the Holy Spirit provides guidance about the canon of Scripture. The question is how this guidance is manifest, to individuals or through the church. If we had a promise the Holy Spirit would enable individuals to recognize the canon, then Mormons would be correct when they invite people to pray about whether the Book of Mormon is Scripture, promising them a burning in the bosom or similar witness of the Holy Ghost that it's true. Most in the Protestant community have recognized that this is an unacceptably subjective and spiritually dangerous practice. It can easily cause a person to be led by his emotions rather than the Holy Spirit, and it invites the possibility of self-deception. See Jeremiah 17:9. The reason it is dangerous is that the Holy Spirit has not promised to guide individuals in this way. Mormons may appeal to James 1:5, which says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. King James Version. But this is a general promise that God will help people gain wisdom, not a promise to give them a private revelation concerning the canon of Scripture. Thus, Protestants do not typically encourage people to seek such a revelation, but to rely on the Holy Spirit's guidance of the church in recognizing the canon of Scripture. Tip. The fact that Scripture does not promise us this kind of personal revelation is a theological claim, which makes it a problem for the view that we should get all our theology from Scripture alone. Sola Scriptura.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.